Good. So once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back, everybody. And once again, a little something for you to mull over. A little thought for you to think about this for just a moment. A lot of the most common words that we use in our ordinary speech, nothing fancy about them, most common words that we use would be words we would be hard-pressed to define if somebody asked us to define them. I'm talking about words like love and truth and beauty and goodness, right? You say these words all the time, all day long. But suppose somebody pressed you for a definition. What does beauty mean? Could you give it a definition? I have a feeling you'd probably struggle. You'd probably struggle. My favorite example of this is the word time. Somebody once approached St. Augustine. Asked him, what is time? And St. Augustine replied, I know exactly what it is, just as long as you don't ask me. One word in particular, though, we use this all the time, and I think people will be hard-pressed to give a definition, is the word faith. That's what I want to focus on here this evening. What's the meaning of the word faith? Faith has got to be the most misunderstood word of all, and sometimes it's deliberately misunderstood. Faith has a bad rep, doesn't it? Yes, it does, especially in our culture. You know, long ago there was a song by Bruce Hornsby, and there was a line in that song that said, faith is a crutch, but whatever works for you, man. I think if our society had to give definition to the word faith, I think most people would say something like that. They'd say, what's faith? Faith is a crutch, right? Whatever works for you, man. What is faith? What, it's a coping mechanism. It's a convenient lie that you tell yourself. It's a lovely little falsehood, something that helps you to get through life. If you spoke to a militant atheist, they'd put it much more harshly. They'd probably say, faith is a medieval superstition and you have to set your mind free. Faith's got a bad rep. What I'd like to help you to do here this evening, understand what faith really means. And we're going to begin by saying this. Faith is about reality. That's what faith is about. Faith is about objective reality. It's about what is. And it's about what is on the most important things, like what's right and what's wrong, what's true and what's false, what's moral and what's immoral, God's existence, what happens to you after you die. The reason why I bring all this up is because the very first line of our second reading is a real common definition of faith. Second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It said that faith is confident assurance about what we hope for, conviction about things we don't see. That little definition of faith, that was used by saints down through history, that was used by Augustine and Ambrose and Aquinas and Bonaventure, and it's in the Catechism, foundational understanding of faith, and I think we want to understand that. Okay, let's take a closer look. Faith is confident assurance regarding what you hope for, conviction about things you don't see. And what I'd like to help you understand is the reason why that is even possible is because of your knowledge of a person. Let me share with you here this evening my favorite illustration for how to understand the meaning of the word faith, okay? I've used this with the daily Mass crowd, but I don't think I've ever said this to the Sunday Mass crowd. And if I have, please forgive me, all right? But imagine this scenario. Imagine you have a brother in the military, and he's been deployed to a dangerous, hostile place. He's in harm's way. And one day, you're told very, very bad news. Your brother's missing. Nobody knows where he is. They don't know whether he's sick or well. They don't know whether he's a prisoner or not. They don't even know whether he's alive or dead, right? They tell you this news. Now, how do you feel as soon as you hear that news? How do you feel? You feel riven with anxiety, you know, unable to sleep. You're so worried. You're so fearful. It's absolutely terrible news. Now imagine one day you get a knock at the door. There on the other side of the door stands a soldier, crisp uniform from head to toe, beaming smile coming right off of his face, looks you square in the eye, and he says to you, I got great news to share with you. Your brother's going to be just fine. I know. Because I was in the same prison camp that he was in. And we all got set free. It's just that I got home sooner. He's going to be just fine. He's going to be coming home. Everything's going to be great. Now, you hear that news. How do you feel? Well, you feel fantastic, right? No more worry, no more fear. You can sleep at night. You're filled with joy and anticipation. And why? Because you believe the words of the one who said that to you. That's my little image of faith. You and I, we're like that worried person. Our life is a great big question mark, riven with anxiety. Jesus Christ, he's like the one who knocks at the door. The gospel, like the message that he tells you. And faith is our ability to believe that message. And the amount of difference that faith makes in your life depends on how much you believe the one who's speaking to you. Imagine this scenario. Same soldier knocks on that same door, says those same words to you. Your brother's going to be just fine. But this time, instead, you reply, "Oh, well, that's an interesting opinion that you're sharing with me. Thank you for your opinion. It's a beautiful opinion. I'll be sure to weigh your opinion together with everybody else's opinion." And the soldier looks at you and he says, wait, opinion? What are you talking about? Don't you believe me? Don't you believe me? And if you didn't believe him, there's nothing more he can do for you. Faith works like that. See, faith is a gift, amigos. Faith is a gift given to you in baptism, strengthened in confirmation, for that matter, strengthened any time you ask for it. But faith is a gift that lets you believe what you're told on the authority of the one who tells you. That's what faith is. And that makes all the difference in the world. A lot of people misunderstand faith. A lot of people think that faith is like catechism knowledge. A lot of people think this. They say, I've got great faith. I believe God's a Trinity, and I believe that Jesus founded a church, and I believe in the real presence in the Eucharist, and on and on. And I got great faith. Listen, all those things are true. All those things are fine. All those things are facts. But faith is not reduced to a pile of facts. It's much deeper than that. You know what faith really is? It's inseparable from a relationship with a person. And that means faith always feels a little bit like a risk. I'll share another image with faith with you. Here's another image for understanding faith. The three riskiest words that anyone can possibly say in the English language are, I love you. You say those words, you just took a big risk. You say those words, you just took your whole soul, put it right down on a silver platter, and you're vulnerable. Right? Now, you're hoping that the person who hears those words receives them and welcomes them and says, I love you too. But you're not really sure. You say, I love you, you took a big risk. You just made a leap of faith. Now, the purpose of making a leap is to land somewhere. Or, as far as our example is concerned, to be caught by someone. Now, you make a leap of faith with regard to God. You're dealing with someone who is infinitely greater than you are. And that means it's going to be mysterious by nature. Accept it. Learn to live with it. God is utterly transcendent, and he's going to be mysterious to us. My favorite definition of faith, Mother Angelica, she said, faith is 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot in the air, queasy stomach, queasy feeling in your stomach, right? That's faith. And it comes down to this really important question. Who do you trust? Do you realize you're making really small little acts of faith, that is to say, acts of trust, all day long? All day long. You go to the doctor. Act of faith. It's an act of faith. You trust the guy knows what he's talking about. The diplomas hanging on his wall are not phonies. And that he has your best interests at heart. It's an act of faith. You step on board an airplane. Big act of faith. You're trusting that the maintenance crew did their job that morning. You're trusting that the air traffic controllers are paying attention. You're trusting the pilot got enough sleep. You're trusting that the jack's crew in the tail is going to adjust the flaps and the hydraulic systems are going to work. Big act of faith. You made an act of faith just by sitting down in that pew here this evening. You trusted that it was going to be structurally integral, right? It wasn't going to collapse underneath you. Faith in Christ is kind of like that, except it's about things that matter. What's right and wrong? What's true and false? What's moral and immoral? Whether God exists or not? what happens to us after we die. A lot of people in our society giving us lots of opinions about those things, right? Question you got to ask yourself is, do you trust them? Because you'll hear politicians, celebrities, sports stars, even scientists, they're telling you about the meaning of life. See, I don't know about you, but I don't trust them to tell me the answers to questions like that. I don't trust them. I trust celebrities to sing and to dance. I trust sports stars to throw touchdown passes, to hit home runs. I trust scientists to make great gadgets, put satellites into orbit. But I don't trust them with my soul. And I don't trust them to answers with answers to the real questions that matter. I don't know about you, but I trust Jesus Christ because of the lives of the saints. You look at the lives of the saints and you see what happens when someone takes the gospel and puts it into practice with no fractions and no subtractions. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful like nothing in this world. And it makes you realize whatever it is they believed, I want to believe that too. So a little word about faith for you here this evening. It is hard to nail down, isn't it? Hard to define. It's a gift, but it's also a choice. It's knowledge, but it's also action. It's much more than people can put into words, and the greatest adventure that you will ever live. Jesus Christ said, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Let your treasure and your heart be with the Lord, and faith will never be lacking in you. Amen.